It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome, Breakfast with Pat and Heels, and we're brought to you by Burbank Homes, the builder you can trust. You can bank on Burbank and Hyundai, the all-new Hyundai Kona N Line. Heels, good morning to you.
It's morning, Patty.
Could well be one of the most momentous days or times in our Olympic bid history. I mean,
well, is gymnastics in the Olympics?
Of course.
Yeah. Big backflip, this one. Hey, it's an AOC and probably Olympic Committee total backflip on what was presented at the pitch.
Yeah.
Well, holy, this is a 10-metre tower.
I think our listeners will have plenty to say about this morning. We'd love to hear from you. The open line will be open right the way through the show until 9 o'clock this morning, 13 13 55, the text line, 0467 736 736. So basically, if you're just waking to the news this morning, is that the Supremo, John Coates, the IOC Vice President, the man who was the driving force behind our bid, our successful bid to host in 2032, has basically almost torpedoed the whole Gabba scenario.
You're not getting it.
No,
what are you saying?
It looks like the Gabba is gone. There's been high-powered meetings. We know ex-Lord Mayor Graham Quinn, for so long a voice
Quirk,
of reason.
Quirk.
Graham Quirk. I always mix him up with Graham
there.
Quinn. Yeah. I've said that a couple of times. Graham Quirk. He's charged with a 60-day review by the government, but he's had these high-powered meetings in the last 24 hours with the Games boss, Andrew Liveris, with the IOC Vice Pres, John Coates, and, of course, the AOC President, Ian Chesterman.
So their delegation sounds like they just stormed into Brisbane.
Well, I don't know whether it was planned or not. But Graham Quirk will certainly be listening to them. But in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen, what we're hearing this morning is that the Gabba redevelopment appears doomed. John Coates telling the Courier-Mail's Hayden Johnson, for today's paper, that they upgrade Suncorp Stadium to around about a 60,000-seat stadium and hold both the ceremonies there, opening and closing. And we move the Athletics, which is one of the biggest money spinners of the Games, if not the biggest money spinner of the Games, back out to QE2, out to QSAC.
Yes.
And which of course, the Hills, we turn the clock back, hosted 1992 Comp Games. Matilda Winking, Raylene Boyle.
That makes sense. The QSAC bit, QE2, people don't sort of understand. Brisbane people don't understand how close that is.
Yeah.
Just off the freeway, good bus transport. Buses from Altandy Railway Station can work, and it's not that far. It's 15 km from the city. So that makes a lot of sense. That one, the second track's there. The stands could hold 45 in the day, couldn't they? When the Broncos in the State of Origin. So that's there, and the Gabba couldn't host it. Not only one track, it had to be redeveloped to get a track in, and needed a warm-up track.
Yeah.
And so I guess the opening and closing ceremonies will at least give a Brisbane flavour if this is the go-ahead.
Yeah.
Look, down Caxton Street, from the city even, and something running in the city as well.
As far as I know, not negotiable. As far as the opening and closing ceremonies and the Athletics must be held in the capital city.
Righto.
So we're not taking the ceremonies to Carrara. And Coatsy said that. He basically said, we're not moving the athletes from the village in Hamilton down the freeway by whatever means possible. He said it's too big a shift for them. He said we can move them from Hamilton via the Olympic lanes, which will come into force, obviously, during the Games, out to QE2, out to QSAC, fairly quickly, you know, 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is, that's reasonable. So, yeah, look, as far as I know, that's always been a non-negotiable. And as I've always said to you, track and field or athletics is, you know, it is the biggest money spinner. So, yeah, look, this is a seismic shift. So what does it do? I mean, you played all your life at the Gabba. Suddenly, do they spend a cent on the Gabba or does it just continue in the way it is now? And as Crash Craddock has said in the paper today, it will remain now the number five venue. I know we love the wicket, but the number five cricket venue in the country.
Yeah.
You know, the underneath of it is abysmal at the Gabba. It's archaic.
It's non-existent.
Yeah.
Underneath. And then above is a bit archaic, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. And what John Coates is probably saying is, hang on, I was at the pitch with the Premier and this wasn't presented. $3 billion wasn't presented. It was $1 billion at the time they said that the Gabba redevelopment would cost. Now at $3 billion and rising, the Olympic movement is getting criticised, not just the government. So I don't like this. I'm going to scrap it. I'm going to say that doesn't make any sense anymore. The school's up us. The sports are up us. They all got their hands out, and it's no longer $1 billion.
Well, John Coates saying today that the Gabba controversy has damaged the Olympic brand. I mean, they're strong words, Hills, and it doesn't stack up. So it looks like the school stays. There's going to be, you know, rejoicing in the streets over that. Whether there's any money at all spent on the Gabba, don't know. They're obviously going to spend money on Suncorp to upgrade that to around a 60,000-seat stadium for the ceremony.
That's going to be as disruptive as the Gabba redevelopment.
Yeah, look, will it be? I mean, you know, you're talking Vulture and Stanley Streets.
You've got to put another level on stands, haven't you?
Well, I don't
know. To get another 20,000 in there.
Yeah.
It's like a lounge room now, like a big, close-to-the-surface lounge room, and you, I suppose you've got to go higher.
Yeah, well, exactly right. Open line, 13-13-55. Stew's already started.
And hope it doesn't flood during the Olympics.
Yeah.
Oh, so, you know about that one, Coachy?
So they'll rebuild Cusack. This is from Stuart Jim Boomer. He's up and about early. So they'll rebuild Cusack and the Gabba will continue to fester. There's no public transport to Cusack. Well, there's buses. Disappointing result. That's in a nutshell from Stuart Jim Boomer. I'm expecting a lot more from our listeners today. The text line, 0467 736 736. And, of course, that Suncorp Home Resilience Open Line, 13-13-55. It's massive, massive news, Hills. We've got lots more happening throughout the day. But, boy, oh, boy, when I read that late last night, as it started to filter out, I thought, boy, what a seismic shift this is.
And it was good of you this morning to chase down John Coates or get a message that, he's not talking.
I think we've got Pete from Yeronga on the line. Pete, good morning to you. This is big news, mate, isn't it?
Good morning, boys. This is the best news I've heard.
It should have been
out at Mancrove at the running track, away from everything. You knock down the Gabba, the whole city will be at a standstill.
Yeah, look, that was obviously brought in. You're talking, you know, Main Street, you're talking Vulture Street, Stanley Street, all disrupted when the Gabba went. But, and the other thing, mate, is that what's it called, Raymond Park, or we call it Pineapple Park, behind the Pineapple Hotel there. The stipulation for track and field is that there must be a warm-up track. So you get that at Cusack, you get that out of QE2. They've got a beautiful warm-up track. Yeah. Yeah, and they literally stole 50 metres and they're in the main stadium.
How would the Yeronga pool stack up, Pete?
Oh, no. I don't know. But listen, Ian, I know you wanted the Gabba redeveloped, but it couldn't be done.
No, I don't.
That's a car park as it is.
Yes, okay. Well, I was looking forward to seeing how they could do it. A bit like the railway station that's being built there now, you know, just before you get to the Gabba outbound. And they've done it from inside. So I was wondering whether you could get inside the Gabba and start demolishing from inside. So you'd have some truck movements, but not constant. And, I wondered if they could do that.
All right, Pete. Well,
you'd have lane closures.
Yeah, well,
you have lane closures.
Haven't got enough lanes either, have we?
I don't think you're going to be the only one in support of this move, but it looks like John Coates has acted decisively, and he says that he's got the tick from the boss, from the chairman, Andrew Liveris, as well.
Well, it does clear the way for the cricket final at the Olympics. Bang, that's all the Gabba will be used for.
Yeah.
So the cricket tournament and the final.
There's going to be some hurrying and scurrying today around the powers, the corridors of power. But yes, if you're just waking to that news, that it looks like the whole Gabba redevelopment is off, and we're talking moving the ceremonies, the opening and closing, to a revamped Suncorp or an upgraded Suncorp where they can fit 60,000 in there, holds 52.5 at the moment.
How good would that be, that stadium, if it gets done?
Yeah, well, it's got just a sensational atmosphere. I mean, you're right on top of
that
everything.
That puts it in with the Cardiff Arms Park, whatever it's now called,
and
those great South African rugby stadiums. What Brisbane Live sounds, it's in trouble too. Brisbane Live, which was the music event that was going to be built over the Roma Street station, $2.5 billion was the latest I'd heard on that. And John Coates is now saying, well, the Gabba was going to be renovated, rebuilt and renovated for football and cricket, and then the Olympics were going to come. Right? We're not getting blamed for the whole renovation.
Yeah.
And Brisbane Live too. That was going to be built by Brisbane and Queensland, and then we would drop a pool into it for the Olympics.
Mm.
We're not to blame for that being built.
I've tried to get hold of Coates here this morning through his people, but he's
gone. That's what I said. Good effort, mate.
He's gone for a swim.
Yeah.
Apparently, no interviews just yet.
Where? At Chandler?
Oh, no, he'll be down the coast.
He's just checking the pools. He's just checking which pool he's going to use.
Matty's here. Hey, boys, the Gabba still needs a basic upgrade. Yeah, well, that goes without saying, Matt.
Well, I can see Brisbane can take great pride in an antique. You know, like the great stadiums of the world, which aged and then had to be knocked down. Finally had to be knocked down.
But the Colosseum.
Yeah, like the Colosseum, which we could still be using it, the Colosseum. In Philadelphia and those places, they finally got a wrecking ball through them, but they were using it and loving it until the end.
Well, the text line is going off, 0467 736 736. Tim, the Gabba isn't getting any newer. We know that it's going to need a major overhaul sooner rather than later. Yeah, look, it'd be interesting to see what, Greg Swan from the Lions and Terry Svensson from Queensland Cricket say about this. I mean, did they have any inkling of this, or has it hit us pretty much?
They've been in very close contact with everyone, and I'd be surprised if they didn't fear this.
Yeah.
But a big disruption. It saves a big disruption for them. Yeah. And if Suncorp's successful in adding to the top of it, the Gabba could do that in the future too. Yeah. Maybe.
Lewis, I've lost some of your text here, but the Gabba demolition backflip just makes sense. Renovate, rejuvenate the Gabba, increasing the capacity of Suncorp Stadium and give Cusack a big facelift. Yeah, not hard to do out there either, and certainly not the disruption that you were going to get to the traffic flow. And whilst they're out of public transport, will be a big issue. Yeah, you're right. Really only buses out to Cusack at the moment. Vanessa's walked in. It is big news. Because I love it, obviously. I love the Olympics, and I was looking forward to something happening at the Gabba because we know it had to be done. But Coatsy has, and Andrew Liveris have acted decisively by the sound of it overnight.
It's extremely decisive. And haven't we seen, since Anastasia Palaszczuk stepped down, we've just seen this Gabba demolition feel like it's just stepping, away every day. It's just becoming less and less likely.
The community's anxiety levels have been going up.
Exactly. From a fan perspective, I feel like a big issue for Lions fans, I'm putting myself in this category, speaking on behalf of people, is like we have been really concerned about what we are going to do for those 4 years while the demolition happens at a time when our club is performing exceptionally well. And it would be a huge blow to the club for things like ticket sales and fans and merch and all of that comes with it. So, look, if we want to, something has to happen to the Gabba, it certainly needs the refurb. This doesn't help the issue of in 10 years' time, the Gabba's going to be a substandard venue.
Yeah, it's a substandard venue pretty much now. I love going to watch things there. I do, but I've also had to live downstairs with, you know, doing Lions interviews and things like that, and it's archaic underneath.
Yeah.
It is. It's archaic
but the
underneath.
Media has improved. You know, a lot of corridors have improved at the Gabba.
Yeah.
You're not going to change the archaicness at the underneath. That is the problem.
Yeah. Percy was on the line too. Imagine the S fight taking the athletes to and from the M1. Along the M1 to Carrara. That ain't going to happen, Percy. As I said to you, ceremonies and track and field stay in the capital. What else is happening?
Okay, there is a bit of other news around today. Starting with youth crime, which has obviously been a huge topic this week. Now, the president of the Queensland Police Union, he says we just need some harsher rules from the courts. He says this is not a police problem, it's a courts problem. So what Ian Leavers wants to see is that all youth offenders who are convicted and granted bail should be given an ankle bracelet. He says, to his understanding, there are only 5 at the moment on youths in Queensland. And so he says that's just not enough. Also, if convicted youth criminals are not Australian citizens, they should face deportation if it is a serious crime, saying that's not our way of life, that should be a consequence. And just that media should be allowed access to some of these children's courts matters that are in the public interest. And yes, he also is talking to the Premier about increased powers for police wanding so that police can use metal detectors on people in all public places. So, look, it's certainly a key topic at the moment being talked about, and we'll see if the Premier or our other officials do step up and take any action there. And look, a key site in Brisbane City could be in for a big change shortly. We know the Treasury Casino was put on the market last October. Price tag, $200 million. Mm-hmm. That's obviously because of the new Queen's Wharf development and the new casino there. Well, Griffith University is saying it's looking into the site. It's been looking for a CBD site. It wants to house about 7,000 students, 400 staff on a CBD campus. And so they're investigating that Treasury Casino site.
And there's a little village for the Olympics.
Okay.
How much is happening this morning? It's crazy. This is Breakfast with Pat and Hills, SENQ 693 AM. Open line. Love to hear from you this morning. So much to talk about. 13 13 55 or that text line 0467 736 736.